Hey, everybody. This is episode 59 of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Hicks. Hey, welcome, friends. This is a great day to grow in your faith in Jesus, and I want to thank you for taking time to invest in your spiritual life. If this podcast is an encouragement to you, would you pull out your phone, take a moment, and send a text link to a friend and invite them to listen? Today, we are talking about having visible faith. This week, I read the humorous story of two men who were talking, and one said to the other, "Have you heard about Tom? He embezzled the company out of $500,000. His friend said, "That's terrible. You know, I never did trust Tom." The other guy said, "Not only that, but when he left town, he was in a stolen car, and he had taken Sam's wife with him." His friend said, "That's incredible. I'm not sure what's wrong with that guy, but he's really messed up." The other guy says, "You're right, but what troubles me the most is, who is going to teach Tom's Bible study class this Sunday?" Well, I believe, as I'm sure you do, that when we have true faith in Jesus, it changes how we live our lives. Our faith impacts our attitudes, our choice of words, our values, decisions, actions, and so much more. In fact, if our lives aren't being changed to be more like Jesus, it brings into question whether we have faith at all. In James chapter 2, verse 17 in the New Testament, the Bible says, "Faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead." The Bible is teaching us that real faith is visible. True saving faith in Jesus Christ is active. Observable good deeds are the ongoing evidence that we have truly been saved. As the Bible says, faith without works is dead. In James chapter 2, there are two main questions. What good is it if a man claims to have faith but has no works? And can such a faith save him? The answer to both questions is no. Earl Kelly, in his book, A Primer for Christian Living, wrote, "You believe that Christ is the Lord of your life. Good. What do you do that you would not do if you did not believe it? You believe that Christ came to save sinners. That's wonderful. What effect does that have on your actions? You believe in the judgment. But does it compel you to resist temptation? You believe you are saved, but be honest with yourself and ask yourself what difference it would make in your conduct if you stopped believing it." Wow. Someone once asked, "Do our lips and our lives agree?" That is a compelling question. So what does faith look like in our lives? Well, I think we can see it in several ways. It's seen in the person who continues to praise God in spite of a devastating diagnosis. It's seen in those who make the tough decision to put God first, even if it means missing out on some of the things that others do. It is seen in the person who continues to love a person, even though they have been repeatedly unkind. It is seen in those who give what they have to alleviate the needs of others, rather than indulge in ourselves. It is seen in the person who refuses to give in to anxiety because of their trust in God's wisdom and timing. It is seen in those who do what is right, even though everyone else is doing what is wrong. Real faith is visible. You see, it's not just something we say. Real faith is not just something we feel. It's not just our emotions. It's not just something you think. Real faith is not just something you believe. You see, real faith is something you do. It is not passive. It is active. It's a commitment. In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, the Apostle Paul says, "Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith." What a great statement. Here's today's challenge. Take action to make sure that your faith is visible. Live it out in public. Since Jesus was not ashamed to go to the cross, we cannot be ashamed to live for Him. We are not saved because of our good works, but we do good works because we are saved. Today, make a decision to let your light shine for Jesus. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. Let me encourage you to visit my website at 5minutediscipleship.com. You can learn more about my heart for discipleship, and you can read recent blog posts. And be sure to check out the show notes for today's episode at 5minutediscipleship.com/59. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.